G'day everyone, this is B Jemine, aka the Terrible Aussie, and once again I am joined by my co-host over at the Many Podcasts over at supermarcy.com, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hey, doing well, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. We're back together because we are still doing more coverage of this year's 2020 Fantasia International Film Festival, and today we're going to be reviewing the latest film that we both saw at the film festival together, which of course is the thriller Alone, which is directed by John Hyams, the director of films such as Universal Soldier Regeneration, Universal Soldier Day of Reckoning, and was written by Matthias Olsen and stars Jules Wilcox, Mark Menchaca, I probably butchered his last name, so forgive me, and also Anthony Heald. And the plot summary for this film is, which I am reading off IMDb, a recently widowed traveler is kidnapped by a cold-blooded killer, only to escape into the wilderness where she is forced to battle against the elements as her pursuer closes in on her. Now, I didn't know what to expect from Alone, Marcy. The only thing that sort of really drew me in to check this out for Fantasia was the film's director, John Hyams, who, like I said before, is the director of the last two Universal Soldier films, which for a lot of people pretty much regenerized the franchise, particularly Regeneration, and even brought back Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren. And the fact that he was attached to this film was one of the main things I was looking forward to. Like, I didn't know what to expect going into it. Like, I sort of read briefly the synopsis for this one, and I thought, okay, sounds pretty simple, but, you know, I've enjoyed John Hyams' other previous work, so I'll give this one a shot. And I gotta say, I thought this was a great little thriller. Like, I was, from beginning to end, found it such an intense and captivating ride that, from beginning to end, this is a film that knows how to sort of reel you in as an audience with its sort of slow burn tension. And then once things sort of get going, it just gets more and more intense from there right up till it's pretty much its great ending. And I have to ask Marcy, what did you think of Alone?
Yeah, I was definitely pleasantly surprised. I really didn't know what to expect. I only briefly read part of a synopsis. I just saw kidnapped by a cold-blooded killer and then escaping. I'm like, oh, okay, sounds interesting. And then you mentioned, yeah, it was directed by John Hyams. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, I was keen to check it out. And, yeah, what a wicked, pleasant surprise this film was. Like, it is that kind of cat-and-mouse type game. And it really is kind of almost a bit of a slow burn, and it really puts you in the shoes of the main character Jessica, played by Jules Wilcox, which I really liked as well. And it doesn't exactly go in directions you're thinking that it might go, which I thought was really good and interesting, and it added something new to, you know, other films that kind of have something a little bit similar. And yeah, I actually didn't realize this was sort of, I guess, a bit of a remake or redo of a 2011 film called Gone, written by Matthias Olsen as well. So that was very interesting, and I would be curious to check out that version as well.
Yeah, same here, and especially since the original film, which I, from what I read, Matthias Olsen also co-directed, it was a Swedish film. So I'm kind of curious to see how both of these compare. So even though he's also the writer of this film, I wouldn't be surprised if they pretty much just use the same script as the original. But even then, like, even though this film has probably one of the simplest of premises that we've seen of any film for Fantasia so far, John Hyams just really uses it to maximum effect to create this really engaging and intense ride.
It is very engaging, like, from the get-go, because we just sort of kind of see this woman just packing up, getting stuff in her U-Haul and driving off. And we see that she's obviously going moving somewhere and things are, you know, changed in her life. She's not really talking to anyone, kind of skipping phone calls. And then she sort of, as she's driving, you know, she sees someone on the road. They're acting a bit weirdly. And then this same person keeps showing up and she's obviously very uneasy and suspicious. And yeah, from the moment we kind of see this person, like, yeah, things definitely don't add up, and I won't spoil anything, but you start to feel very uneasy, and yeah, things just go insane, which is a good thing, because it really kind of, yeah, it just actually, it progresses along really well as well.
And I would say, like, it takes a very sort of smart and very grounded way of approaching the story, because like a film like this, you can tell, like, it goes through kind of all the contrived kind of cliches of a story like this, but everything that sort of happens in it feels very believable and sort of even compared to his other work, John Hyams takes a more grounded approach story. But at the same time, though, like, when it comes to his previous work, particularly his two Universal Soldier films, to like their action set pieces, he has this sort of an intense visceral quality to those sequences. So he kind of reapplies that for this film, but using it in thriller situations with our main character of Jessica on the run from this serial killer who's played very creepily by Mark Menchaca. Again, if I butchered his last name, forgive me. And sort of their sort of cat and mouse game and her trying to survive the elements, like hiding in the woods from him. There is a visceral quality to all to these scenes, and it's cool to kind of see Hyams kind of apply what he's done to, you know, two big action set films to something a much more smaller, more intense story.
Yeah, but still actually have some action in there.
Yeah,
and it's really well handled, and it's done. Yeah, it's just done really damn well. And the performances as well, because you only really have Jules Wilcox and Mark Menchaca. They're just, you know, they're the real main two characters, and they're both fantastic. And, yeah, it kind of hit me halfway through where I'd seen Mark Menchaca, and that he was in The Outsider, which we did watch earlier this year, and he was fantastic in that, and he was also fantastic here. And Jules Wilcox was really, really good as Jessica, and she made for a very interesting, I guess, main character, and all the things she goes through. Like, she is just a regular person, but she's put into this situation where not only does she have to, you know, elude, I guess, this probably a serial killer. As mentioned before we recorded, there's a few similarities between, say, like Ted Bundy. But not only that, she's in, you know, this crazy wilderness, and she has to battle that as well. So it's kind of like a bit of a shitstorm that she's in. But she's very compelling to be around, and you're definitely hoping she gets out of this situation, and you just want to see this awful man doing these awful things, just get what's coming to him.
Indeed. And what I really liked about Jewel Wilcox's performance is, like, we know from the beginning, we know that there's something wrong with her personally, but it's as the story progresses and we find out more about her, and then we sort of know, like, sort of the pain and anguish that she's going through, and the film really puts us on her side. But I do like the fact, especially for the first act, while it's pretty much just her being followed by this guy, it really puts us into the mindset of what she's going through, the kind of the paranoia, and also like, she's not sure what to make of it. And then, of course, once she's is on the run, she's in full survival mode, and you can tell that, like, she is capable, and it's very believable too. There's nothing about, like, her actions and decisions in this film that don't feel believable.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not like some, I don't like using the word typical, but it's not like a typical kind of horror or thriller where you're like, oh, they're going to fall down at this moment. Oh, this is going to happen. You're kind of just there like, what the fuck is going to happen next? Oh, my God. And, you know, that it's good to be surprised and compelled by something. And, yeah, this just really was a big pleasant surprise. And I would really like to see what John Himes comes up with next, because this, yeah, this was really damn good, something very different. And I think he's just proven himself that he, you know, can do different types of genres and can definitely handle something with a lot less people in it, and something that's very focused, like on a very simple story. So I quite liked that. And yeah, this is the kind of film where, you know, it's that white knuckle type of feeling where you're grabbing onto your chair and, you know, you're just sitting there intensely waiting to see what happens next. It's not the kind of movie where you might grab your phone and be like, oh, how long's left? Which is really good, because it's nice to just sit there, not think about how long it's been on for, and just go for this intense ride of a film.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the great things about this film, is that it really draws you in from the beginning through its sort of slow burn approach. And then as it sort of progresses along, it just reels you in more, and you just can't help but feel on the edge of your seat. Like, if you didn't like read the synopsis beforehand, you wouldn't know exactly where this story is going to go. And I think, and that's what I love about it, is that it keeps you just on edge the entire time. And also kind of, which to me as a viewer just made it even more compelling. And there's also other great things about it too. Like, the cinematography is absolutely gorgeous and just shows sort of the wilderness that this film, a lot of the film takes place in, is this kind of beautiful, lush greenery, but it also has this very isolating and creepy feel to it. And also the score is really compelling as well. It's sort of very subtle, but yeah, it adds a lot so much to a scene when it's playing.
Yeah, that was a really smart choice with whenever there's any kind of noise. It's very subtle, but it's there, and it definitely makes you feel uneasy. And I agree, the cinematography is really good, and I think the editing was really good as well, which I believe John Himes was co-editor on this.
Oh, yes, he was, yes.
And, yeah, it sort of really captures, as you said, kind of that isolated wilderness feel. And, yeah, you do kind of feel uncomfortable, because you're like, how are you going to get out of this? What's going to happen? And I like those elements a lot. And I just think it's a very well-rounded and crafted film.
Indeed, and I wholeheartedly agree. But what I will say this, Marcy, and before we sort of wrap up our audio review of this film, what really surprised me the most about this film was when the opening credits were playing, I noticed Yardley Smith, best known as the voice of Lisa Simpson, was an executive producer on this movie.
Yeah, we sort of noticed that. We're like, wait, Yardley Smith? And it's like, okay, well, once the movie finishes, let's check and see if it is the same one. And lo and behold, it is the same one. So Lisa Simpson herself was an executive producer.
And I just love it when you find the most unexpected people as producers or executive producers on a film. You like this is so far removed of a project you would think they would be associated with. Mm. But I think it's actually pretty cool. But then sort of reading up a bit more is that John Hyams and Yardley Smith have actually have a bit of a history, because she was also produced his previous film, which was the drama All Square, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah, very interesting. And yeah, very unexpected. I did not expect to see her name on the credits for this movie.
Indeed. And but that's like what I think is so great about this film, is that it is intense, it's captivating, and also it is, I would say, like, there's not not to say this film has twists and turns or anything like that. This is a film that's very focused. It is not about having twists and turns in it, because that was one of the things I was worried about. Because usually a film like this is, oh, there's going to throw in a whole bunch of twists just and which don't make any sense. But everything that happens plot-wise in this film makes absolute sense. And like I said, it just takes a more believable, grounded approach to the story.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily give you a whole bunch of answers or fully fleshes out things, but it doesn't need to, because you don't need that to enjoy what you're seeing, or, well, not so much enjoy, but be, I guess, compelled and, you know, glued to the screen for.
Indeed. And and I will say this, not to spoil the film, because, you know, this film only just premiered at the Fantasia Film Festival, but I absolutely loved the ending, and that's all I'm gonna say about it. It's a kick-ass ending and a great way to end the film on.
Yeah, it was almost a bit unexpected in a way, but just really well handled. And yeah, I thought it was really well shot and edited for, you know, a lot of the stuff in the third act was just, yeah, really, really good. But yeah, Alone, definitely a highlight of what we've seen so far from Fantasia. And yeah, I mean, 2020 has not been the best year for being able to see a lot of new things with the whole global crisis, but it definitely sits up there as one of the more memorable and, yeah, just very surprising movies that have come out this year for me.
Agreed, and this is definitely one of my personal faves of the year, and I can't wait for everyone to check it out when it does. Yeah. When it does open in theaters or on demand, or
yeah,
but definitely for our listeners who are listening to this audio review, definitely check it out once it becomes available.
Anywhere. Yeah, absolutely, highly recommended. Keep this one on your radar.
Agreed. So for my rating, I'm going to give this one 4.5 out of 5, which does seem pretty high, but I really love this movie a lot. But Marcy, what was your rating for the film?
I've given it 4 out of 5. I really, really, really dug this movie a lot, and I was just very impressed. Absolutely. So I think, yeah, I think I'm firm on my 4 out of 5. Damn good, fine film.
Awesome. As we said before, the film is currently playing at the Fantasia Film Festival. Definitely check it out if you're checking out films at the festival this year. And yep, that's the end of our audio review of this film. We hope you all enjoyed it, and we'll see you back very soon with more audio reviews from Fantasia very soon. So we'll see you all then, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.